this is Crown Mountain, and it's about 128 acres, plus an interesting feature. The river runs over there.
It's a cloudy, chilly day as Ted Bristol drives me through Crown Mountain Park in Elgebel. Despite the light snowfall, some bundled up dog walkers are braving the cold.
Oh, the dog park? This is very cool. Look what we put in there. See those tubes for the dogs? And we have two parks, one for the bigger dogs, one for the smaller dogs.
This park is gaining popularity. The district doesn't track visitations, but one way to gauge its usage is the dog waste bag count. This year, park staff ordered 32,000 of the small green sacks found in dispensers dotting the park. Bristol is on the board of directors for the Crown Mountain Park and Recreation District, and he'd like to keep his seat.
We've brought a first-class park district to the community. We've brought advanced national features that have cost the taxpayers no more. We're physically very responsible. We've been operating on a 10 to 12 year old budget.
Bristol is one of three incumbents running this election to stay on the board for another 4-year term. Richard Pavsek is another.
I think the usage of the park and the knowledge of that has gone way up in the last 4 years.
He credits the current board with bringing in a competent park director who has grown the area's offerings from soccer fields to lacrosse tournaments and a new BMX course. In the future, Pavsek sees more of the same.
We keep trying to bring in more programming, expand to other areas of the district. Like we try to partner with a lot of the local groups to expand to use not only the park, but also other areas of the community.
Crown Mountain Park came to the attention of many people when the district proposed building a recreation center there last fall. Voters turned down a ballot question that asked for a property tax increase to build and operate a 63,000 square foot facility. The outcome of that election is why Basalt resident Katie Schwer is a candidate this election.
I'm running because I would like to represent the majority of the community that perhaps has a different vision for the park. And that vision would be without a significant and very expensive rec center that the current board has proposed and supported.
Schwer says she'd bring more transparency to the board's actions and future plans. And even though the November election is over, she thinks a similar rec center proposal could come back.
I think it still is an issue because there's still approvals out there. There has been official and unofficial talk by board members that the reason that the rec center failed was because it was too expensive, and if entry fees had been lowered, perhaps it would have passed. So I think it's still in the minds of many of the board members.
Bill Reynolds is also running this election. The incumbent is an ardent supporter of recreation centers and says last fall, the timing was off.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, we're still coming out of a recession. The real question is, as we move forward, it's not a matter of do we need additional facilities, because we absolutely do. So will it come back sooner or later? But I believe very strongly that it will be a partnership in between, let's say, the town of Basalt, the school district, and the Park and Rec District. And that's the way it should be.
As a board, he says they've worked to develop relationships with those entities, and if a rec center proposal comes back, a cooperative effort is key. The district is using a polling place this election instead of sending out mail ballots. Some community members say this makes voting more difficult. The district contends it's a money-saving move. The election is Tuesday, May 6th. The polling place will be open at the Crown Mountain offices opposite the tennis courts and BMX park from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. that day. Absentee ballots can be filled out now. They're also available at the park office. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.